You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, November 16th. I'm Sheena Mishkin, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 18.1%. That's how much shares of the software company Splunk sank after it said Monday that its CEO would step down. In an announcement, Splunk CEO Doug Merritt said the company's board was searching for a leader with experience scaling operations and growing enterprises. Splunk, a $27.1 billion software company, was founded in 2003 and went public in 2012. The company's release did not give a reason for its CEO's departure, but the move comes about half a year after the resignation of its chief technology officer. Splunk's chairman of the board, Graham Smith, will replace Merritt in the interim, the announcement said. The next number up is 6.7%. That's how much higher AMC Entertainment shares closed Monday, despite a lukewarm weekend for box office revenue. The weekend's highest grossing film, Walt Disney's and Marvel's The Eternals, made about $27.5 million domestically. That's a 61% decrease from last week, its opening weekend. In terms of revenue, the family film Clifford the Big Red Dog came in second, and science fiction blockbuster Dune was third. Weekend box office revenue isn't the only reason AMC stock is in the news. The company announced better-than-expected third-quarter earnings last week, and on Friday said it would start accepting Bitcoin as an online payment. Our last number is 7. That's how many sessions gold futures rose before settling down. It wasn't a huge dip. December gold futures settled just 0.1% lower on Monday, breaking a week-long hot streak for the precious metal. Spurred by fears of inflationary pressures, gold futures had advanced about 3% on a weekly basis, representing the best gain since May. A rising dollar, combined with strength in U.S. Treasury yields, helped snap gold's streak. As the dollar rises, it can pressure demand for assets priced in that currency, like gold. Higher treasury yields, meanwhile, can detract from gold's appeal. But that doesn't necessarily mean that gold's run is done. The metal is seen as a hedge against inflation, and consumer price data, released last week, showed the annual pace of inflation was more than triple the Federal Reserve's target. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, November 16th. I'm Sheena Mishkin, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.